Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. So recently over on Threads, someone asked a question that was along the lines of, how did you get to six figures or something like that? And it was like more specifically, like how long did it take you? Like how much did you make the first year, the second year, that kind of thing? And like, what was the progression? And I shared that in 2017, which was my first year with my own coaching business, I made literally $40 because I had somebody buy one 30-minute session, which I was selling for $40. And then the next year, 2018, I made $42,000. Very exciting, lots of growth. And then the third year, 2019, I made $210,000. And this person who had asked that was like, oh my gosh, like mind blown. Congratulations. Tell me everything. Like, how did you do this? And what's funny is I feel like we just get so used to our own stories and we get so used to our experience and our perspective. And, you know, so many people in my audience have already heard my story before and already know how things went. So having somebody be shocked at it kind of made me feel shocked all over again. I was like, oh yeah, that actually is pretty wild and pretty unusual. So I spent a little time thinking about it, gave them some thoughts about it, directed them to some podcast episodes that I had made around that time where I talked about that growth and talked about how I did it. And I think like there's the perspective you have while you're in the process of creating it, when you're not really sure what it's going to turn into. You have the perspective that you have like right after you've done it, where you're like, here's kind of how I did it, like from how I see it right now. And then I think it's also interesting to be several years down the road and be looking back and thinking about, okay, what were the things that really mattered? What were the things now with way more hindsight and perspective? What are the things I can see that were the difference makers that made those shifts happen? So I wanted to create an episode where we talk a bit about that and specifically talking about going from a business that was, you know, around the 50 to 100K a year mark and really ramping it up. Because I think the really interesting thing, because this person had only specifically asked about the like 100K progression, the really interesting thing to me is looking at 2020 then, like from 2019, when I made a little over 200K, in 2020, I made almost 800K. I think it was 791,000 that I made that next year. So while the 40K to 210 was wild and a lot of growth, I feel like going from the 210 to almost 800 was even wilder. And something that, like I said, I feel like I kind of am immune to sometimes. Like it already happened to me. I'm used to it. But I think, you know, it would be good to think about, how did I get there? So that's what I wanted to do today, is kind of thinking about that progression, because a lot of my audience, a lot of the people who follow me, that's what they're interested in. I feel like there's, you know, the like, of course, nosiness about my current business and business decisions and moves and all of that. But I think what is most relevant to my clients is thinking about like, okay, what were the things though that were going on for you when you were at my phase of business, when you were at my level of business? What were the business decisions you made and why, and how did you grow? So I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to focus on what are the things that I consider to be the timeless principles. So that is pretty much always what you're going to hear from me. That's the kind of teaching perspective that I have. I am not somebody who's going to say, all right, I, you know, did this very specific thing. Like, for instance, I joined like 80 different Facebook groups and checked out all those different groups until I narrowed it down to around 3 to 5 where they were having good discussions. And then I went into those every single day and engaged for at least an hour, answering questions and inviting people to connect with me further. And then I built my own Facebook group. Like, that's like the tactical things I literally did. But that's not necessarily what I teach, although I'm happy to share it. I'm not, you know, trying to gatekeep the things that I did. But I also really want to be sure that what I am sharing with you and what I am shining a light on when I talk about my story and the things that have worked for me and the things that have worked for my other clients is that I show you the common threads and the things that are the timeless things. Because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that you could still do those things in Facebook groups that I did, but first of all, maybe not. Like, platforms aren't always the same forever, right? I think it's worth a try. I think it's worth checking out. Like, are there any Facebook groups where good discussions are happening? I know it's happening in mine, but are there others? So, you know, platforms evolve and change over time. So somebody teaching you one particular platform is, you know, limited. That's useful for a limited time until that platform changes. So that is not a heavy focus for me, is saying that you have to do it this particular way on this particular platform. And also, guess what? We all have different personalities and we all have different lifestyles and we all have different set of circumstances that we're working with. So I'm never going to prescribe you have to do this exact action this number of times on this, you know, amount of days or whatever. That's silly. It's not realistic. So I try to focus on what are these timeless principles that are going to be true for everyone. So again, with that Facebook group example, what was the thing that really worked there? Me becoming known, me being seen in front of other people, me bringing value to other people, me building relationships with a lot of other people so that they then got to know, like, and trust me. They got to realize that I knew that I was what I was talking about. Some of those people decided to hire me. Some of them referred people to me. That is what worked. It's not that the magic was the Facebook group. The magic was the relationship. The magic was the value. The magic was making offers when and where it was appropriate. So I want you to understand that that's what we're doing here. What we're doing here is not me saying, here's step by step, the exact words I said, the exact place I said them, the exact number of times I said them. What we're doing here is me giving you what's underneath that. The thing that's going to be true all the time. Because that's the thing that's genuinely going to be useful to you, at least in my perspective. Okay, so here's one thing that I want everybody to know when they hear my story is that in the year where I made $40, and then especially in the year where I made $42,000, I was building an audience. And like I said about the Facebook group thing, that's how I built my audience, networking with people, getting to know people, meeting people, and letting them know that I was building a free community. And I built a free Facebook group to thousands and thousands of people. It actually still exists. I still have it. I still get clients from it. And I have a podcast episode that is talking about how to build an engaged community that you love. And I talk a lot about growing my group and nurturing the group and how I built engagement in the group, how I made it a high quality group in that episode. I actually would love to revisit that because I closed the group for a couple of years and then had a revival process where the group turned back on and I, you know, had to reinvest in building momentum back up into the group to try to, you know, revive it, get it to be alive again. So I think it could be fun to do like a part two of that episode with some more thoughts on that. But the reason that I am saying this is that I didn't come out of nowhere with no audience when I was making these big changes or, you know, having this big growth in my business. I had fertile soil, you know, like I wasn't just, you know, making something out of nothing. I had invested a lot of time and effort into building an audience. And it was there, you know, thousands of people were there who knew me, liked me, trusted me, that I had been giving value to for years before the six-figure year happened. And of course, you don't have to wait years and years of investing in a community before you'll have a six-figure year. I've had plenty of clients who move way faster than I did. But I think it's just helpful to know that there was an audience involved. Like when I made this shift to multiple six figures, that was able to happen because I had built an audience. So I think, you know, you can get to six figures with very little or no audience. You can get there just with networking. But when we're talking about getting to the multiple six figure and beyond range, you really, really need to be building an audience. So I think it's important that while you are filling your client roster with networking at the very beginning, that you are also building up your audience. And I actually call this two streams of marketing, and I teach it everywhere. I have podcast episodes about it in Booked Out Without Burnout. You can learn about it. It is a core foundational piece of my work that I have been teaching since 2018. So I, you know, think that that's very, very important. But I think that context is very important as well before we get into the other things that I wanted to talk about, that there was a really engaged, fairly large audience that I had built up before I started making multiple six figures. So then from here, there are two main things that made the difference for me. And the thing that's going to make the difference for you, if you're in this place, it might be one or both of these things. It might be something else like, oh, hey, I need to grow an audience. You may feel like one of these things that I'm going to talk about today, you are totally nailing or mostly nailing, but the audience piece is something that you're missing. So that's just really good to have some awareness of. So I want you to be listening to this, thinking about, okay, where are the gaps for me in what Samantha's talking about and what the missing pieces were or the areas of growth were for Samantha, where are the areas of opportunity for me? Because that's why I'm sharing this with you. I don't actually love getting out on a microphone and just chatting about myself. I do this because I want it to help you. I want you to listen to this and take something from it that is going to help you with your business, that's going to help you recognize, oh, okay, that's my work. That's the thing for me to focus on. Or these are the handful of things that I recognize stand between me and my goal of making multiple six figures with my business. So the first one for me, I like to call playing big. And for me, what this meant was growing my belief and confidence in myself. This was an area where I really struggled. And honestly, still, it's something that comes up in coaching fairly often. I've shared recently that this year I hired a coach, a life coach, and this is a big reason why. I need help always to stretch myself to play big. I need help always to stretch myself to have confidence in myself and what I offer. This is, you know, a forever journey for most of us. I think especially women, we're not typically raised to think that we're amazing and that we are like God's gift to the world. Some of us are, some of us not so much. So for those of us who were not given that, this is part of the work. And what this looks like for me in doing this work, like it wasn't just about feeling good and feeling confident. It actually then had some tangible outcomes, some tangible things that changed in how I showed up and what I specifically did. One of these is with offers. So making bolder offers, making more offers, making better offers, recognizing that I had value, recognizing that I had something to offer that people didn't already have. Recognizing that the things that I had to offer are not things people already knew or already were great at, that I actually could fill a gap for people. That was such a like mental shift for me in realizing that. And it really changed how I showed up and invited people to work with me. I talk to clients about this a lot, that like people want what you have. And when you recognize that and you can really own that and show up to invite them to that, the way that you sell changes. The way that you sell then does not feel like, oh, I'm trying to trick somebody or twist their arm into buying something that they don't want. It's seeing, oh, I have something that people genuinely want, and I just have to tell them that it's available. That makes it so much easier to sell. So that was a really big shift for me. Like I said, I already had this audience where I had been serving and giving them value for a couple of years. So now imagine I've invested this value. I've built up this relationship with people, and now I have confidence that they can hire me to get the thing that they want, and I can help them, and they actually want this thing. Like, that was transformational to me, recognizing that people wanted the thing that I offered. And then when I showed up from that belief and that understanding that people wanted it, yeah, no wonder I signed a bunch more clients in a pretty short time frame, right? Because I was showing up with this kind of confidence. Another thing that shifted in building my belief and my confidence was taking more action. So I did more. I spent less time thinking, planning, overthinking, self-doubting, and I spent more time just doing things and had willingness to get things wrong and to fail. And on a recent episode, I talked about this. I talked about failing and why it's so important. And so something that was so helpful for me in growing my business was really embracing failure and understanding I am going to get things wrong. That is just part of the process. I don't have to try to account for that in advance. So I don't have to look at creating a launch plan and only include things on the launch plan that I know will work. That is a launch plan that is designed to not hit your goals. I can guarantee you that if you have a launch plan where it only has things that you're for sure will work on it, you will not hit your goal. The launch plan that is going to allow you to hit your goal is going to be the launch plan that has things on it that you aren't sure about. Things on it where you're like, I don't really know if this is going to work, but I'm willing to try it and find out. That is the recipe for success. And that goes totally against what a lot of us think is the recipe for success. Okay, what else did I do? Intentional internal growth. I really focused on my growth and taking my growth seriously. I was in a couple of different group coaching programs at the time, and I really took advantage of them, viewed them as opportunities available for learning and growing. I was on every single call for those group programs. I actually didn't get coached often. I didn't even have a one-on-one coach at the time. I didn't hire a one-on-one coach, I think, until 2020. So for the first 3 years, including getting to multiple six figures, I did not have a one-on-one coach yet. And I am totally in favor of one-on-one coaching. I love it. I built my business with it. I have a one-on-one coach now. But that is not how I started my business. I started it as a student in groups, and actually felt like I learned best from watching other people get coached and taking so many notes, watching other people get coached, taking all of the notes, learning from the curriculum. So if there was like a course or something like that, and then reading my notes again. So I wasn't just there taking notes, being like, ah, this is amazing, and then going on my merry way. I would come back to those notes and actually learn. I was really serious about getting my money's worth from these investments And I really encourage you to do the same. I don't think that you should be like, oh, I shouldn't sign up for any group unless I've gotten what I came for in the first things that I invested in. Like, if you're not engaged in the thing you invested in, you don't have to punish yourself for that. I know that there's a lot of you who have made a lot of investments and then you use it against yourself, even when there's something that you know will help you. I always hear this. I always hear people who are like, oh, I really think that this thing would help me, but I've invested in other things and not used them. So I need to like do that before I invest in the other thing. And to me, this just feels like punishment. It's like, okay, it's why are we continuing to feel bad about the thing that you feel like you didn't utilize the way that you wanted to and use it as a reason to not get the support that you actually think would help you? So I like to just really think about, you know, the things that I've invested in, how am I going to make sure that I am getting what I came for? And this is something that I challenge all of my clients to do, and something that I think is really important as a teacher, as a student, that the students are really thinking about, how am I going to make sure that I got what I wanted from this? So I want you to think about that. That was really impactful for me, was taking my internal growth seriously, being intentional about it, and taking responsibility for it. Final thing in this idea of playing big is dreaming bigger. So right around this time, right around the time when I was about to make 100K in a 12-month period, I think, was the very first time that I ever let myself consider that I could make 750K in a year. I was in a mastermind at the time where we had to set some longer-term goals and create a vision for ourselves that was a few years out. And when I was looking at it, a lot of people in the group were like, I'm going to make $1 million then. And I was like, ooh, I feel like I cannot claim that. That feels impossible. That feels like it's not for me. But maybe I will put 750K on my vision, even though it feels like it's also not for me. It's like a little bit less. So it feels like it's, you know, still kind of meeting the spirit of the assignment, but feels like a little more attainable, but it really didn't feel attainable at all. But our minds will work with us, you know? Like I just feel like I was willing to open up to it a little bit. And what is fascinating to me is that the next year after doing that is the year that I did almost 800. Just like, it's so fascinating. It kind of blows my mind to think about, like, okay, I let myself start to consider that I could do something like that. And then I just think, like, beneath the surface, my mind just went to work to figure out, like, how can we do this? So I think that's super fun. I think, you know, it's just, I don't know, dreaming bigger. It stretches your mind. It opens you up to these interesting things that I think are a stretch that we wouldn't let ourselves consider. And it feels uncomfortable and it feels like it's not for you. And it feels like a pipe dream and like you are delusional and like these cranky people who criticize business owners on the internet would think that you are losing it and out of touch with reality. But also, you could do it. So I just think that that's fun. And it's fun for me right now, even like thinking back and remembering that. And it's fun for me thinking about some of you who are listening, who are going to have that same experience, who this year are going to let yourself consider something that you haven't let yourself consider yet. And that within a couple of years, you will have done it and you will have blown your mind. So just sit with that. Like, what if that were you? Why not you? You know? Okay, so playing big, confidence, belief, showing up bigger, this was a huge difference maker for me. And the other one was intentional thinking. And I think of this as standing out. This is doing the work in your mind to stand out. And I'm going to tell you how these things are linked, because you may be like, wait, intentional thinking, standing out, what? So this is what this looks like. This looks like things like studying my work, studying my process. So both studying, like, how am I doing things? So for instance, I told you I had grown this Facebook group with thousands of people in it. So instead of just being like, hey, if you want to have an audience like mine, you should just like grow this Facebook group, right? Like I talked about that at the beginning. I don't think that that's very useful advice. So what I thought about instead, when I was studying what I did, I would think about, okay, what are the things that made that work? Facebook group in itself is not a winning formula. There was plenty of people in 2017, 2018 who tried to grow Facebook groups and it got them nothing, let alone not a six-figure, multiple six-figure, million-dollar business, right? Facebook group is not the magical thing. So what was? That is what I looked at. I looked at, how did I do this? What was the thing underneath the thing that made the thing work? I also looked at my clients. I looked at, okay, how am I coaching my clients? What are the things that are really working? What is my process? I talked about two streams of marketing. That was one of those things, that I recognized, okay, this is something that I did that worked. This is something that I've taught to clients that has worked for them. This is part of my process. I also spent time thinking about my clients and getting better at coaching them, getting better at solving problems for them. So I actually would sit there and think about, okay, what's going on with this client? What's the goal that they have? Where are they right now? Where are they stuck? What are the things they really need? I would think about that in my off time, like when I was not working with that client in the moment, so like not on our coaching call, I would have separate time where I would really be thinking about, what does this client need? How can I be better for them? How can I challenge them? How can I show up stronger for them? So part of this then meant that because of that intentional thinking and work, my coaching style was maturing. I was then able to create so much more value for clients. So sometimes that was additional tools, additional concepts. Sometimes that was being willing to be a little tougher with them, challenging them a bit more, challenging them to do some of this internal work that's kind of uncomfortable. What happened from there is that my clients started getting even better results. And I was getting so much better as a coach. I was developing more of my own tools, more of my own concepts. I also used this intentional thinking to create a lot more value for my audience and give a lot more value to my audience. So I started creating a lot more content, like volume of content increased. I also asked myself this question and lots of similar questions, but this one I think was a really important one. How could I make my free Facebook group more valuable than most people's paid courses? Something about this question, it like brought up the competition in me and I really liked it. And it was very motivating to think about all the courses out there that were mediocre and me imagining my free Facebook group being more valuable to people than those paid courses out there. And I just had this thought, like, if somebody came into my free Facebook group and was like, whoa, this is so much more valuable than courses that I have paid for, of course that person is then going to want to hire me. You know, of course they're going to want to pay me and coach with me because I've proven to them that even my free stuff is better than stuff they've actually paid for. And that happened. That actually happened many, many times. I also, not just with the free Facebook group, but in free trainings that I would do, I still host this event Design every single year, like an annual planning event that's 5 days. And it was around this time that I had been doing design already, but I was like, I'm going to make this even more valuable. And my goal was like, I am going to show up to design like these people paid $1,000 for it. And I want them to feel like they got their money's worth. I want them to feel like they are getting more than $1,000 worth of value for this thing that was free. And guess what? Design then became my biggest launch of the year for many, many years. It was my biggest launch. It was the launch where I made the most, sold the most, and it was the best attended because of having that mentality around it. So, alongside, like, side note of giving more value, I wrote a book about this, Copy That Compels, and it gives you a ton of prompts. Like I mentioned, the how could I make my free Facebook group more valuable than most people's paid courses? Questions like that are in Copy That Compels. I give you lots of prompts. I talk to you about creating more value. And that book is available in Booked Out Without Burnout. And it's also now available on Amazon. So I announced that on social media, but I don't think I've mentioned it on the podcast yet. So if you are knowing that you need some help with this intentional thinking around value, go check out that book. You can get an ebook or you can get a paperback copy delivered to you. So check that out. But ultimately, this intentional thinking led to me beginning to stand out because I really started to develop the things that were unique about me. So thinking about like the example of the free Facebook group, right? Okay, I become known now as somebody who runs a free community that is more valuable than most paid communities. That is a way to stand out. I become somebody who has unique concepts and tools, another way to stand out. I become somebody whose clients are getting abnormally good results, another way to stand out. So this is how intentional thinking is part of the path to standing out. And hopefully now you're seeing that having this belief and confidence in yourself, playing big, showing up in the world bigger, believing and dreaming bigger for yourself, doing this intentional thinking to stand out. This is the kind of stuff that really starts to set you apart. And of course, this then puts you on the path of a multiple six-figure business. Of course, like it, to me, it just feels logical. Like, of course, if you're doing those things, your business grows. It can't help but grow when you are showing up bolder with more confidence, making more offers, you're developing your body of work, your clients are getting better results, you're putting out more value in the world. Your success becomes inevitable when you're doing this work, truly. And what's been really fun to me is in 2023, I think of this as my like year wandering the wilderness. This was a year of like soul searching and healing and figuring things out and deciding what I want to do in the future. Almost like a what do I want to be when I grow up kind of thing. And like a redeciding, recommitting. But taking some serious time to think and process and heal and all the things. And then late last year, so late 2023, I, you know, came to a decision, felt like things are super clear. Like I'm ready to get back into the game. I'm ready to come back to the city out of the desert wilderness that I've been wandering. And then now for the first couple of months of 2024 and the end of 2023, when I have just been like, completely clear, re-engaged, you know, bringing everything back to life, getting full speed back into all of the things. A lot of what I've been doing is all these same things that I am describing here, which is kind of also very fun to see that I have been back into my process, back into these things that I'm telling you right here. Like, this is literally still the work for me, still the work for everyone. Like, I have a friend who has a multi-million dollar a year business, and she did not wander the desert wilderness like I did. She continued to run her business fully. But this is also what she does. Anytime she's got a big goal, anytime she's amping things up, like, this is truly the work at every phase, which I feel like I'm just putting together as I'm speaking this out loud to you. So it's been really fun to see not just the reflection of, yeah, this is the work that I did then. It's like, oh, this is the work I'm doing now. And guess what? It works. I had already mentioned my Facebook group, reopening the Facebook group and feeling like, yeah, this was a lot of the same stuff that I did to re-engage the Facebook group and revive the Facebook group. And, you know, getting back on the podcast, getting back on my Instagram, all of those things, it's all been this stuff. And that's been really, really fun to see. So this is the work, playing big, standing out, showing up in this way in the world. This is how you make your goals and your growth inevitable. No matter where you are in your business, no matter if you've been wandering the desert, or if you're fairly new to business, or if you have been, you know, just the same in your business always, if you have been struggling to break six figures, this is the work. And I hope that this has, like, really pumped you up to do this work and given you some food for thought and some light shining on the areas that you need to focus on and the areas that are going to make the biggest difference for you. This transformation and work that I have talked about on the episode today, this is my vision for my clients in the Impactful Coach Mastermind. I want my clients to do this intentional thinking, this growing their confidence, growing their belief, dreaming bigger, to help them really develop this grounded confidence. Like, that's how it feels to me. It feels like I have never felt more grounded in my business and my work, and never felt so solid and confident in it. And I want that for all of you. I want you to feel that certainty in yourself and in your work, in your goals, in what you're doing, because it really changes things. It really changes how you feel about your business, how you show up to work, how you make decisions. Like, so much is so much better in your business because of this work. In this mastermind, I am going to be challenging you to play big and to do the intentional thinking. And I will be guiding you through the work that we've talked about, the studying your work, maturing your coaching style, creating bigger results for your clients, all of those things. And this mastermind is less about teaching you, kind of like what I talked about at the beginning, less about the step-by-step, this is ABC, and more about prompting and challenging you, and giving you the opportunities to take and run with and apply to yourself. So instead of being like, here's what your process should be, here's what your coaching style should be, it's going to be helping you to develop this in yourself and to make these decisions for yourself. So more about holding you accountable to doing the study of yourself and your clients than being like, here's the answer. So what I'm really looking for with clients in this mastermind is people who are up for that, like people who are ready for that. And of course, I'm going to give you guidance, and I always have thoughts and feedback, right? It's not just like a, you know, here's some materials, good luck. But I really want you to feel like in this mastermind, your brain is being worked hard. Like, that is how I will know, like, yeah, we are really nailing it here, when you feel like in these 6 months, I worked my brain hard I have never thought this way about my business and myself and my work and my clients before. I've never felt more solid in my work. I've never felt more solid in my message and what I do and how I'm unique and how I'm different from all the other people who offer my same thing in my niche. Like, I want you really feeling like I did the work to feel like I am in a league of my own, and the people who do, you know, in the same words, the same thing that I do, they actually don't do the same thing I do at all. And my work is completely different and I'm completely unique in what I offer. Like, that's the space where I want you to be, because it makes everything in your business, I think, easier and more fun, because it feels like it's just like your creativity and your outlet and it's flowing from you. And it's like, this is mine, you know, like it just, I don't know. I feel like I'm on a giddy excitement train of thought right now. Okay. So this mastermind, it's not really a class. It's like a guided, intentional work, guided, intentional thinking, and a community, a space with other coaches who are doing this work, who are going to see you for the leader that you are, see you for the brilliance that you have, see you as what you are growing into, and offer you support and offer you validation and cheering and feedback and all of the things. I think that when I look around the coaching industry, what I don't see right now is really healthy, supportive communities. And that is what I wanted to create with this. And that is a big reason why, aside from the specialized work that we're doing, it's a big reason why it is a space that's just for coaches. So it is open for enrollment right now, this Monday through Friday, March 4th through 8th. And if you are connecting with what I've been talking about on this episode, if this is making you as excited as this is making me, I would love to have you apply and talk to you about if this is the right move for you right now. My application process this time is a discovery call. So you will actually fill out a couple of questions on the scheduling link, and then you will pick a time, and then we will meet and we will talk about your business, your goals, what's going on for you right now, what's easy, what's hard, what you're looking for, and see if being in this mastermind is the right fit for you right now. So in the show notes, I've got the link for you to apply and go learn more. If you're hearing this after enrollment is over, then you can join the waitlist for the next round. And all right, that's been a longer episode than I thought it was going to be, but I really got on a roll there. Can't wait to see all of you in the mastermind, and I will be back here to chat with you more next week. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.